Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA. Talking Indianola boys swimming with head coach Aaron Strain. And coach, I don't want to say a slow start to the season because I know you're having a lot of new swimmers and kind of figuring out where everybody fit in best, but a team that's really come on as of late and shown some really strong performances over the last couple of weeks. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We had almost half of our team had never been in a high school swimming meet before this season. So you're right. It took a little time to get everyone in the right position and figure a few things out. But they're coming on like gangbusters here toward the end of the season.
I mean, you can just even see it in the scores and the times. And I know it's kind of that, you know, push comes to shove in swimming. You really want to peak at the right time. But, you know, you just look at the teams you've gone up against, a Grinnell team that I think that beat you in the points at a meet a couple weeks ago. And then you come back and pretty much blow them away a little bit and then do really well against some former Little Hawkeye and Little Hawkeye Conference teams at the Indianola Wellness Campus. And you can see it in the numbers. What does that mean to you and the team so far?
Gosh, I'll tell you, I'm so proud of these guys and the effort that they put in. We got second in the conference this year, and we only won two events. So it was a total team effort, and everyone from the first guy to the last guy is toeing the line and keeping their head down and doing everything they can. And it's just really awesome to be a part of and be around these young men.
Well, I think you knew what you had coming back with Ethan Russell. Talk about just some of the things that he brings to the team and a pretty consistent point scorer being a state meet participant. So that was really one of the, I guess, highlights of the team coming back. But what has he brought and what are some of the other guys that you think have made an impact so far?
Sure. Well, I think all of our seniors have made a big impact on our team in one way or another. On any team, everyone has a role, and on our team, everyone's role isn't to win swimming meets. Sometimes guys are there to push others along. Sometimes guys are there because they're the best cheerer on the team, or you know, whatever. But Ethan does a great job. He shows up every day, puts in the work, and it shows in his performances, and hopefully we'll peak at the right time and get him back into that state swimming meet. Also, Isaiah Picard, he's a para athlete, so he doesn't have the use of his legs, and he's on our team, and he's a multiple time state champion in high school swimming, and we're so proud of him and the things he's accomplished. And Diego Garcia is our third senior that's on the team, and we'll miss him, and he's always got something funny to say, and he is really has really taken his swimming seriously over the last few weeks, and it showed in his times.
I think the three seniors aside, this is a relatively young squad. I mean, there's a lot of freshmen, and like we've talked about over the last couple of years, whether it be girls swimming and now boys swimming, Indianola is pretty unique where it just brings in a lot of athletes from a lot of different places. What's it like bringing in a lot of those younger guys to a pretty conglomerate team from around the area?
No, it's a lot of fun to take everyone and meld them into one team. And it's pretty cool to watch the relationships develop from guys between guys who maybe didn't know each other before November. And now they're good friends because they swim together every day. And they might be from Knoxville or Winterset or Pleasantville or heck, even Indianola.
I know, again, the Little Hawkeye Conference meet has been complete, and Indianola came just down to the very end with a very good Newton team. But you're preparing for Marshalltown, and then it is on to districts, and there's not a lot of meets left for you to kind of get that final tune-up in. How do you want to spend the next couple of weeks getting ready the last time in the Indianola Wellness Campus this year, and then it's time to put it up and see if the guys can qualify for state?
Yeah, Marshalltown is always a well-coached team that presents a good challenge, and we'll definitely have our hands full against Marshalltown. But we're looking forward to our district meet up in Ames in February, and just taper end, and just seeing what we can do. It's the culmination of 3 months of hard work. And so the guys have been putting in the work, and it's always a lot of fun to watch the payoff at the end of the season.
Well, and then one final time, you get to the taper. I know I've talked about this in the past, but it's probably not as fun for the guys, but they get to see the results coming from it. How are they going to approach that over the next couple of weeks?
Good. Yeah. So the key to every grade taper, I think, is just getting rest, where our guys have been swimming tired all season. And so I always tell them to, don't run if you can walk, and don't walk if you can sit. Don't sit if you can lie down. And if you're lying down, you might as well take a nap. And so just get all the rest and show up to practice. And we still work hard at practice, but it's more focused on their events. And, we've had pretty good success with that formula over the years.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. I really appreciate it, and can't wait to see Marshalltown and then, of course, districts coming up.
All right, thanks.
That was Head Coach Aaron Strain in Enola Boys Swimming. More after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA.